Yay. I don't know when my hair turned blonde, but boy, what a creative reminder
of our Communion Sunday that's coming just next week. And I know how much fun combos are, and there's been lots of jokes with drive-thru communion about being able to add fries with our communion. And we might not have delicious hot and salty French fries to give you when you drive through communion, but just a reminder that next Sunday after worship from 10:30 to 11:30, you can drive up outside the sanctuary right into the loading zone. We have an altar that will be set up. You'll be able to receive a communion kit of bread and juice and prayers to go with it to take home that will be blessed right here in worship before you receive it, and that we will have lots of things that you usually are able to pick up at church and haven't been able to. So if you still need an upper room for May and June, that you can get that. Our wonderful care card ministry that Vicky Nee puts together, these beautiful cards for our shut-ins each month, and having that connection to them and dropping a letter to them is now more important than ever. And we usually have about 20 of those cards. And so I'm hoping to have individuals that will take those 20 cards to write a message to them on the inside and mail it off and spread joy, using the flames of that Holy Spirit to spread joy through those cards. And also don't forget, Sunday school packets are able to be picked up. And so next Sunday, communion. Please note also in things coming up Wednesday night, what I'm calling the spiritual sisterhood, as it's end up all women's study, and we just finished a book study, and next Wednesday, June 3rd, we will be starting our next book if you're interested in joining us on Zoom, and we will be doing Beth Moore's Get Out of That Pit. And so if you right now or have felt like you've fallen or stumbled or been pushed into a pit in life and are seeking to see how God helps us to get out of those pits that we are in, this is the study for you. And you can let me know if you want more information about the book or how to get on the Zoom call. In other announcements, we have a food basket this morning to celebrate Gary Wolverton's birthday on June 5th. And so happy birthday to Gary, and thank you for the tremendous amount of work that you do for our church, following in your dad's footsteps and that Wolverton DNA that just totally gives of yourself to the church. And so happy birthday and blessings to you. We also have some joys this morning. The first, Valerie Music would like to lift up the joy of her mom's birthday on Wednesday. And so happy birthday, Mom. We send you blessings as well. And Jennifer Donahue would like to lift up the joy of the astronauts Bob and Doug and to the NASA/SpaceX partnership that helped get them to the International Space Station. And so in just a time when we could use something to really truly celebrate and to see miracles happen, to be able to see the successful launch and to be able to watch that together, we give praise and thanks for all who made that possible, and we pray for Bob and Doug's safe return from that journey. We also, speaking of Bob and Doug, Donna Ward would like to continue to lift up Bob and Doug Ward, who may not be traveling into space, but are traveling through this journey called cancer. And we pray God's Holy Spirit upon both of them, allowing Bob to get enough nutrition and hydration that he needs to have energy and strength for day to day, and for Doug as he continues his battle with stomach cancer. And so for Bob and Doug Ward, we lift up our prayers. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We also, in the Ward family, give a special shout-out prayer to Opal Ward, who this week on Tuesday will be flying out to Texas to go to Lackland Air Force Base, where she begins her basic training with the Air Force. And Opal, I know that you're watching this morning, and we as a church are so proud of you and your commitment that you have made to the Air Force, and we will be following along that journey, cheering you along through basic training, and excited to watch the career that you have chosen. And so for Opal Ward, as she heads off to basic training, we ask for God's strength, endurance, and for God's presence to be with her and all the others that are in basic training with her. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. We also have a prayer request this morning that comes from Bill and Edith Lazarte for Connie Maduck-Duck. Am I close? Wednesday's in the front row. This is Edith's cousin's wife, who today in the Philippines in Manila is having a quintuple heart bypass. And so we pray for Connie, and we pray for the doctors that are performing the surgery and those that will be with her during the healing process. And so for Connie, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And finally, we had a prayer request as Terry Haas, two with her. One prays for her husband, Bill, as he continues each day in his healing journey and getting more strength back. But also Terry wanted to remind us to lift up our world that seems to be exploding right now as the news, instead of getting better, it feels like it's getting worse each day right now. And we just pray that God helps us to find peace, that God helps us to find a non-violent way to seek justice, and that God will help us to find resolution to what is going on, especially in our country, and prayers for safety of all of those who are out there, especially those that are working to try to bring peace and to calm things down. And so for our community and our country with its unrest right now and the violence that's happening, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And with that this morning, I invite us to go to God in prayers. Will you pray with me? The Apostle Paul tells us that the Spirit of God prays for us with sighs too deep for words. Through the life-giving breath of God, we are given all that we need. Let us breathe deeply, inhaling the good gifts that God provides and exhaling all of those things we need to release. Let us breathe in strength. And let us exhale our exhaustion. Let us breathe in freedom. And let us exhale all that holds us back. Let us breathe in a new sense of direction. And let us exhale the paths we no longer want to use. Let us breathe in hope. And let us exhale self-doubt. Let us breathe in unconditional love. And let us exhale distrust and hate. Holy Spirit, let us feel the mighty rush of your presence in this place. Blow away our fears and worries, and help us to breathe in your gifts of new life. Amen.